Okay. Shalom to everybody. Tonight we are learning Piska Reish Lamed Zayin. That's in Rav Kook's commentary on Enaya, the Gemara Masechet Shabbat, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. And the Gemara, very short Gemara, and it's summarized pretty well in the heading, the common problems of overindulging, underindulging, and superstition. These are three problems which have a lot of spiritual ramifications. The most common is overindulging, especially in Western society. On the other hand, a lot of people, as soon as they have a problem on one extreme, they go to the other extreme, and they have a problem of underindulging. And also a totally different problem is superstition. Let's see the Gemara inside. Tanu Rabbanan. Shlosha minei hidrokan hem. There are three types of swelling in the body. The name hidrokan sounds from the word of hydro. It apparently is a Greek word. And when the body is full of liquids, it used to be called dropsy. Today, different types of swelling. And the Gemara says, Shel avera ava. If somebody sinned, so their punishment could be a very heavy or thick swelling. Vishel ra'av tafuach. And if a person starves himself, that could be a different type of swelling. More bulging swelling. Vishel kshafim dak. And somebody who deals with witchcraft, or somebody planted a spell on him, his swelling will be relatively thin. And Rav Kook is going to describe the symbolism of this Gemara. Paragraph number one. Hachala'im apnimiyim, internal sickness, hen tzrichim yoter leviur hamasibot haklaliyot shelehem me'ele achitzoniim, regarding external sickness, if a person has a scratch, right, has an external infection, it's pretty easy to know where it came from. On the other hand, when somebody has something internal, especially in the olden days, before they had x-rays, it really was very difficult to know what was going on inside, what caused it. And that's how Rav Kook is explaining why the Gemara goes into detail here regarding what brought that swelling, that mysterious swelling. Paragraph 2. Vine bichlal, Hanaga enoshit efshar shetitkalkel al yedei shalosh sibot ikariot. There are three main spiritual problems, which Rav Kook, that's how he's going to explain the three different types of swelling. One that comes from sin, from starvation, and from witchcraft or superstition. Harishon, we'll take one at a time. The first one, Hamshacha yoter min amida letzad achomriyut. When a person is overindulging, sleeps too much, eats too much alcohol, smoking, ad shimtza adam kulo gufani vechomri, if that person who's focusing his life on physical pleasures, veora neshama elyona lo yuchal livkoa bekerbo minecheshkat ovi haguf. The light of spirituality, the light of his neshama, has difficulty shining through because of the thickness. Again, parenthetically, what does the Gemara say? That somebody who is a sinner, his type of swelling might be a punishment if it is a thick type of swelling. Rav Kook is saying that this is the symbolism of somebody whose life is a life of thickness, a life of chomriyut, a very physical-oriented life, gasa, crude. V'sov zeh ha'ovi v'gasut atzmo la'anot b'chol yam ra'im, b'chalayim ra'im, umakot chedrei baten, and eventually, if a person is not living a healthy physical life, he doesn't exercise, and he overeats, etc., doesn't eat healthy food, eventually this is going to have ramifications also on internal problems. Davka mimino, there's a typo there, mimino me'aviyuto v'chomriyuto. It is like mida keneged mida. The person's punishment is going to be from the type of sin that he's doing. He's living a life of thickness, stressing the body. His body is becoming thick. The swelling will be a thick type of swelling. This should remind us, there's a famous Rambam that I've mentioned in the past, Ba'al Peh, but once we have these sheets, I printed it up for you. Let's jump to the Rambam in Source 7, in the Moreh Nevuchim, in the Guide for the Perplexed, Gimel Yudbet, where the Rambam discusses the three types of suffering in the world. We'll go quickly through the first two. He says, the first type of suffering, Amina Rishon Minaraot, Mashi Rala Adam Mitzad Teva Vaya Vefsed. There's a certain amount of built-in bad in the world. Every couple of decades, there is a big volcano. Every couple of years, there is, in certain places, there might be a tornado or a hurricane. These are not that common, and they don't describe most of the bad, most of the evil in the world. Paragraph Bet, 7 Bet. The Rambam continues, and he says, Vamina Sheni, the second type of evil, of bad in the world, is a lot more common. Vamina Sheni u min haraot u ma sheyare libnei adam ze mize. That man causes to each other, bishtaltam ze al ze. When people control each other, exploit each other, it could be within a family that one exploits the other, it could be a boss who exploits the workers, it could be an imperialistic country which conquers land from weaker countries or weaker people. And the Rambam says, what man does to each other, that is a lot more evil than that occasional natural volcano which is built into the physical world. Varaota lalu yoter miraota minarishon, they're a lot more common. Vigorme zera bot viduot vehem hem mimeno. These are man-made problems which are a lot more common. When we talk about terror, war, you have problems with your boss, you have problems with your neighbor, you're fighting over a parking space. This is a lot more common, and these are evil that we do to each other. Vamina shlishi, paragraph gimel, and this is what's connected with our topic, the third type of evil, and this is by far the most common, Ve'amina shlishi min ha'ra'ot u'ma she'ya'are la'adam imenu mipu'ulato hu atzmo. This is the evil that we do to ourselves. Ve'zeu ha'matsui harbe. This is the most common. Va'ra'ot e'le yoter mi'ra'ot amina she'ni ba'harbe. The Rambam says that a lot more common than that rare volcano or that evil that we do to each other is the evil that we really do to ourselves. Umiraot amina zet so akim kol bnei adam. This is the type of evil that if a person is sick, he yells to God, says, God, why do you do this to me? And the Rambam says, Habibi, you did it to yourself. You know, if you're overeating or oversleeping or overindulging or smoking or too much alcohol or marijuana or whatever it is, you are causing this problem to yourself. And the Rambam brings the pasuk in Malachi, Miyedchem hayta zot lachem. This evil is the causing of our own doing to ourselves. Ki adamu asher mamtzia tamina ze min hara. This is not only man-made evil, this is self-made evil. Umin ze nispachu lechol migraot. There are a lot of terrible ramifications. You remember, the Rambam was the leading doctor of his generation. He's also writing this as a doctor. Klomar ligargaranut ba'achila. If people are overeating or eating unhealthy foods. Ubishtia. Again, alcohol. Ubitashmish. Unprotected or unsafe sex. V'ha'esek b'hem b'afrazat kamut, doing too much, o be'yiseder, not doing it on the proper basis. This is, getting back to Rav Kook in source number one, spiritual problem number one. Sin, which comes from the heaviness or thickness of living on the external body. So, the punishment is having that thick type of swelling. Paragraph 3. Hatzara sheni hu lahefech. The second type of spiritual problem and swelling problem is the opposite. Kishiyo'el adam lilo tachlit, for no justified reason, lishdod migufo et amishkal shel akalkala hatova, that a person sets himself off balance, going to the opposite problem. Say he had a problem with overeating, so he starts fasting, might become anorexic, might be undernourished. This is a bichlal, a very common issue in Musar, and that's what Rav Kook is talking about here, the issue of balancing, where a person always has to know how to get to the golden way, the middle of the road. If you're too much on this side, so you got to go to the other extreme. If you're too much on the other extreme, you got to go to the first extreme. Now, in Western society, it's almost always the problem is overindulging and not underindulging. Nevertheless, the Rambam is dealing with those people who underindulge, right? If a person stops eating enough, doesn't sleep, he wants to learn Torah all night, he doesn't take care of his body, and what he's doing is the body is suffering, but he's being chintzy, and he does it to an extreme, and he's off balance. Lo tosif or seichel v'tzedek, ki im lemashoot yiplu anefesh laguf gam yachad. If a person is starving himself, he gets fixated on food, he gets fixated on not eating or not sleeping, and Rav Kook says there also the light of justice and the light of logic cannot shine through, because he is bringing a Shoah. He is bringing a tragedy upon his body and his soul together. Right, there's the famous Hasidic Rebbe.
Do I live with you? They used to put their feet in water to stay awake at night and
Right, exactly. That's a Sefer Hasidim, Rabbi Yehuda Hasid. He puts on a pedestal this type of Avodat Hashem, where Rav Kook is saying, today in the modern world, that is not good, not for the body, nor for the soul. What's he referring to? Let's jump to source number 8, where Rav Kook elaborates on this, in a classic letter to Rav Yaakov Moshe Charlap. This was written in Tafresh Samechet, 1908, after Rav Charlap was sickly, because he was fasting all the time. Rav Charlap's first Rebbe was Rav Tzvi Michal Shapira, who was very famous for his asceticism. I know Rav Soloveitchik used to talk about when he met Rav Charlap's son, who left Israel and came to Yeshiva University. So Rav Soloveitchik asked his son, does your father still walk around in his pajamas, his white bathrobe, like the Hasidim of Rav Tzvi Michal Shapira? And the answer was no, because that was the early Rav Charlap. Rav Charlap was the rising sun among the Yerushalmim at the beginning of the 20th century. He was a genius, and he was also a very spiritual person. And when because he was fasting all the time, he became sick, and the doctor sent him to get some fresh air, to go to the beach in Yafo, what today is Tel Aviv. And that is where he met Rav Kook. And by the way, parenthetically, a lot of people don't know that it was Rav Charlap who brought Rav Kook to Yerushalayim, to the masses of Yerushalayim, because in the olden days, there were a lot of rumors, and people didn't know, as Rav Kook, he sounds like this modern rabbi, he's a Zionist, and Rav Karlap was the one who told everybody, just wait till you meet him, he is an angel, he is a genius, he knows everything, and he really prepared Yerushalayim to understand Rav Kook, and Yerushalayim knew who Rav Karlap already was. Rav Karlap, again, in 1908, was still fasting a lot and separating himself from physical pleasure. And Rav Kook writes him, this is an Igeret Pechet, Uliman Hashem, for the sake of God, Shetia Vodato Rak Besimcha, in English you would say, for God's sake, make sure that your service of God is only Besimcha, through happiness, through joy. Bilo shum atzvut v'da'aga klal uklal. Stop worrying. Stop being sad. Lanu yoshvei chevel hana'im. That's a nickname for Eretz Yisrael. We who are living in the land of Israel, the holy land of Israel. V'kal v'chomer yoshvei ir ha'kodesh. How much more so, you and those who are living in Yerushalayim, ra'ui lismoach be'osenu. We have to be happy with the fact that we're in the Holy Land, the fact that we're in Yerushalayim, we're enjoying the Shekhinah, we're enjoying the mitzvot tatliyot ba'aretz, we're enjoying God's returning Am Yisrael to the land of Israel. So that has to be the stress in the modern world. Ule'orer al yedei simchatenu simchat Hashem. To awaken, do anything that you can to be happy and to serve Hashem in happiness. Uleman Hashem, again, for God's sake. Anybody who knows Rav Kook's style knows that he is very, very strong here. For God's sake, shelo lachbid alav shum davar yoter mikoach habriot. Don't do anything which will hurt your health. Ki zoti rak atzata yetzer. That is the yetzer hara. Today, in today's world, we have to and can only serve Hashem through happiness. Velo oti karata Yaakov ki agata bi Yisrael. Rav Kook is quoting a pasuk in Yeshayahu, which says that those who are yagea, who turn their connection with God into yagia, into a pain in the neck, they are not calling the right God. Maybe that was the God of exile, but that is not the original Jewish God who wants his children to be happy campers. Ki im laten margoa leguf archava lenefesh. Hashem wants us in the land of Israel to relax, to eat properly, and that way we can be broad-minded, we can learn, we can study properly. V'yafe sha'a achat shel Torah v'avoda b'menucha mi'ava mikama yamim shel kadrut. It's better to have 1 hour of serving God b'simcha rather than many days of being edgy. God does not want us edgy. This is something that we learned, those who have been learning with us for several years. If you remember, Rav Kook has a pisgah in Midot HaRe'iyah, maybe I should have brought it, called Yir'ah, Kavod. And he talks about the problem of, in English we would call this Quakers. The Quakers were those who make an ideology of charada, shaking. And Rav Kook says in many places that shaking is not good for modern man. We are not there anymore. Maybe in the exile that was helpful, but in the modern world and in Eretz Yisrael, that is not what Hashem wants of us. He wants us, again, it's a pasuk, that Hashem sent us to Galut, tachat asher lo avad Hashem Elokecha b'simcha u'tuv levav. Ken, Rav Moshe. Rav Kook doesn't go in that direction. We all know there's the famous Navardak Yeshiva. There are a lot of, it's very clear also from Mesila Yesharim. You mentioned before Chassidei Ashkenaz, Rabbi Yudah Chassid putting their feet in the ice. But what Rav Kook is saying explicitly is that is not, that doesn't work anymore in the modern world, and for sure not in Eretz Yisrael. Oh, so that's the difference between the Baal Shem Tov's Hasidim and the Hasidei Ashkenaz of the 12th century. Nachon, that's a very important differentiation, where the Hasidim davka go into the direction of Simcha, and that is the direction that Rav Kook is taking. Now, what's most interesting, what I just read now is a relatively famous letter from Rav Kook to Rav Charlap, but a lot of people don't know Rav Charlap's reaction. Let's look in source number 9, where Rav Charlap really heeded his Rebbe ad hasof, totally accepted Rav Kook's approach. Source number 9, this is from Rav Charlap at a later stage in life. Hakdusha shebe'eretz Yisrael li davka zo hamleya oz ugvura ubiichud baharchava. The holiness of Eretz Yisrael is davka the holiness of strength and of broadness. You have to remember, when a person works for a living in Eretz Yisrael, the land is holy, the shekel is holy, shekel HaKodesh, the fruit is holy, the economy is holy, the rain is holy, the buildings are holy. It's a totally different approach. Umeachar shetochin hakdusha be'eretz Yisrael, hu barchava upritzat kol gvul. Right? Ki yaminu smol tifrotzi. Breaking out of the bondage of the limitations of exile, lachin bochelet ya'aretz azot bi'irat shamayim mitzumtzemet. This is so ironic for somebody who started his rabbinic career as a Hasidic, and not Hasidic, but separating himself from physical pleasure, and here Rav Charlap is doing a 180-degree turn. And he's saying that the land of Israel is nauseated through Yirat Shamayim Mitzumtzemet, through somebody whose awe of God is this limiting charada, quaking, which turns a person in rather than out. Ubiichud Yirat Shamayim Atzuva, that is the last thing that God wants. Sad Yirat Shamayim. But we should have Simchat Rabbah Va'alizut. That is the way of Eretz Yisrael. Hakol beharmonia achat gam yachad. Harmonizing. Everybody knows that when you hear harmony in music, it's objectively beautiful. Everybody loves harmony. What is harmony? Taking the physical and the spiritual and harmonizing them together. Getting back to source number 1, to Rav Kook. Actually, paragraph. Excuse me. Number four. Rav Kook here, that was paragraph 3. I'm sorry. So Rav Kook was talking about the problem of underindulging, which, in the words of one famous Hasidic Rebbe, I started saying before, somebody who tries to break their Yetzer Hara will just end up having two. You can't break the Yetzer Hara. You gotta harmonize it with life. And that's a second spiritual mistake. Let's get on to the third spiritual mistake in paragraph number 4. Hatzar HaShlishi hu Ashlata Shel Kochot HaDimyoniim. The imaginary... Yeah, here we go. Sorry about that. Where are we? Paragraph 4. Okay. Again. Hatzar HaShlishi hu Ashlata Shel Kochot HaDimyoniim. The imagination, the superstitious spirituality, witchcraft, that people imagine for themselves, and they do it in the name of religion. Now, this is very interesting because Rav Kook, on the one hand, is one of the greatest Kabbalists of his generation. On the other hand, he makes a very clear differentiation between superstition and witchcraft, which could also be called mystical, as opposed to Jewish mysticism, which works together with the logic, the heart, and the mind, and the light of Torah. Again, so what is the third problem? Imaginary problems. Shehem shultim bichlalut bnei adam. This is something that's universal. superstition. By the way, it's interesting. I mentioned Reb Yudah Chassid before. I wrote a series of articles on Chassidei Ashkenaz of the 12th and 13th century. That's the Sefer Rokeach, Rav Shmuel Chassid, Reb Yudah Chassid is the most famous Sefer Chassidim. And what's interesting is that he deals with the same issues which are universal. Superstition deals with topics which are out of man's control. Death. Why is there so much superstition regarding death? Also, a lot of non-religious people, their whole lives they were non-religious, but when it comes to death and burial, they want to do everything by the book. Why? Because they know they don't understand it. And if the topic is totally not understandable, that is when spirituality comes in. But Rav Kook is warning us to be halachic. There are accepted customs, there are accepted halachot, for example, of mourning. The same thing, by the way, there's a lot of superstition regarding zivug, finding, having children, finding your match, parnasa. These are the universal topics. And what's the common denominator of all these topics? Man does not feel that he has control. And what Rav Kook is going to say is that instead of turning to God, who really does have control, man starts with these superstitious ideas. Some of them are even found in the Talmud, but you have to be wary of them, because this is also a type of swelling, something which is unhealthy. Again, let's continue. Paragraph 4. Hatzar HaShlishi Hu Ashlata Shel Kochot HaDimyoniim. These imaginary witchcraft, superstition, shem sholtim bichlalut bnei adam, which are universal, kol zman shelo hitalu al romemuta madrega sichlita teora haneotan lahem. These topics, which really should be learned, there's a lot to learn in the Talmud, in the Kabbalah, about all these topics, all these creepy and mystical-like topics. But if you turn to superstition or witchcraft, upogat bepratim al yedei amon maasim rabim v'tachsisim shonim hasuyam lavgi et kol kochot ha-metziyut ha-ru'uyim lifol mitzad ha-dimayon ha-klali, where man tries to control through his witchcraft, through his superstition, thinking that he can control those things that he cannot control. Kefi midat richuko shel oto v'mushpa min ha'emet hayoter el yonah. And by doing so, he is distancing himself from the real way that the world functions. Ve'hem hem ma'asei kshafim. This is the witchcraft, the superstitions. V'sherak Rabbi Chanina denafish zchute, just Rabbi Chanina, in the Gemara and Sanhedrin, which we'll see in a minute, somebody like Rabbi Chanina, who's on a high, learned, spiritual level, he is totally not affected, unaffected by superstition. Why? Ein od milvado k'tiv. The Torah tells us there is no other powers aside from God. Let's see the Gemara inside that Rav Kook takes for granted that we know. In source number 10, Sanhedrin Samech Zayin Amud Bet reads as follows. The Gemara starts, Ein od milvado. There is none other than God. Notice, and the Rambam talks about this in Hilchot Yesodei HaTorah, it's not that there is no other God except our God, but there is nothing aside from God. Right? Like, one of the names of God is Hamakom. And Chazal explained, why is God called the place, right? When you do Nichum Avelim, you say Hamakom Yinachem Etchem, that's saying God should comfort you. Why is God called Hamakom? Chazal tell us, Ki hu mikomo shel olam, ve'ein ha'olam mikomo. Because the whole world is in God. The only topic that there is God. So ein od milvado. Amar Rabbi Chanina afilu lidavar kshafim. Even when talking about witchcraft, hahi, and it tells the story of hahi itita, there was a woman. In general, women used to do a lot more witchcraft than men. Interesting. The Torah, like all Semitic languages, usually talks in masculine, but there are very few mitzvot which are worded in feminine. One of them is mechashefa lo techaye, that you have to put a witch in the feminine to death. Why is there a tendency for women to go to witchhood? You have to remember, in the old days, women did not learn to read or write. They did not learn Torah. On the other hand, they're very spiritual. So those are the people that tend to go towards superstition and to witchcraft. Anyway, so there was a certain woman in the neighborhood of Rabbi Chanina. David ka mahadra lemishkal afra mitute kare. She tried putting this superstitious dirt under the feet of Rabbi Chanina. Amarla, he said to her, even if your witchcraft works on me, it's because God wants it to work. Not because of witchcraft, but that's what Hashem wants. Ein od milvado, k'tiv. There is nothing aside from God. And the Gemara says, Shani Rabbi Chanina denafish zchute. Rabbi Chanina has so many zchuyot, he's such a scholar, he's such a tzaddik, a righteous person, that he does not deal with witchcraft and superstition, and they have no control over him. Now this also sounds familiar with the Gemara, once we're already here, source 11. This is how the Chatam Sofer, and also Rav Kook in one of his Tshuvot, this is how they summarize the idea of superstition, which again is sometimes even found in the Talmud. It says, don't do things in twos, or certain things that bring shedim. So the Gemara Pesachim says, Klala Demilta. I'll give you the general rule regarding these superstitious things. Kol dekapid kapti behade. Whoever is worried about superstition takes care of him. In other words, if you believe in it, it's going to come true. Udelo kapid lo kapti behade. If you don't worry about superstition, it's not going to be a problem. Umi ulamechash mibai. The Gemara says, though there is room to be choshesh, to take it into account. If something's written...
Make up your mind.
What?
Make up your mind. Work or it doesn't work.
So let me tell you what happened to the Chatam Sofer. The Chatam Sofer himself quotes this Gemara Masechet Pesachim, and he doesn't even say l'mechesh bai. He just says, if you worry about superstition, then you should worry about it. But don't worry about it, and you don't have to worry about it. In his own family, one of the Tzvelt of Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, one of the more famous ones, is that a woman should not marry a man, a chatan, who has the same name as his father, as her father. Very famous. And it's an Ashkenazic minhag. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein says you can almost always find a small difference of the names, or nicknames, or add on a name. Bikitsur, the Chatam Sofer's name was Rabbi Moshe Schreiber, Rabbi Moshe Sofer. One of his daughters wanted to marry a man named Moshe. And we know for a fact that he added on another name. We don't know who was worried about this superstition. It might have been the Chatam Sofer's wife. Maybe it was his daughter. One thing for sure, a lot of people do worry about these things. But the general direction is, you don't have to worry, and you, like Rav Kook is saying here, the famous words of FDR, Franklin Roosevelt, in his inaugural address, there is nothing to fear but fear itself. Or in the words of Rabbi Nachman of Breslov, V'ha'ikar lo lefached klal. Right? If the world is kol olam kulo gesher tzar ma'od, the world is like a thin bridge. Now, you can walk over a thin bridge, unless you're drunk, you don't have a problem walking the straight line. But if you start looking down, that's when you're going to fall. And that is really a very Jewish concept, that you really have to be careful not to be scared. And by the way, just historically, what was Roosevelt addressing in his 1933 address? Hitler had come to power. Stalin and communism were driving the world crazy. The Depression still hadn't risen out of depression. And that's how Roosevelt defeated Herbert Hoover. And what Roosevelt was saying is, let's stop being scared. And that's where Rav Kook is saying here also, that this idea of kshafim is not something that we should be scared of. Paragraph 5. Aval lefi ota hamida, shanetiyah dimyonit marcheket et ha'adam, to the extent that our imagination distances us from logic, b'chol alichot chayav, miromimut yesod ha'emet ha'yoter nisav yoter elyon, if superstition or imagination distances us from truth and the godly way of running the world, kachu masur le'otana pchadim. Somebody who doesn't learn Torah, again, that's why women in the olden days were so superstitious. And that's why my great-grandmother was so superstitious. Because somebody who doesn't learn Torah, they really get hung up on this unlearned fear. What is the tikkun? Ein od milvado. Remembering that God is the one and only power who runs the world, that is the way to connect to Torah, connect to God, and not to these emunot tfelot, these superstitions. Vatzarim, these fears and these troubles. Sheashlita dimyonita klalit yechola lifol alav. Because if you are scared of them, they will work on you. They will work. In other words, if you're scared of superstition, you might have what to fear. Omnam adimion shu be'atzmo einenu klum. Rav Kook is stressing, what is imagination? People who worry about dragons or ghosts, or it's nothing. It's thin. You see where Rav Kook is going? Because again, somebody who believes in kshafim, what does the Gemara say? His swelling will be a thin type of swelling. And that's where Rav Kook is explaining the symbolism. He's saying that somebody whose imagination brings him to a very shallow, thin spirituality, again, that's not the real God. Kishenimshach machmaton nivga, ein bikir bion inyan chiyuvi, umatsui kolikar. He's going to have a problem doing what he should be doing, focusing on talit and tefillin and shofar and giving tzedakah and chesed and following the godly actions that Rav Kook talks about all the time. In order to get over all of those darknesses, that helpless, superstitious darkness, bitamtzo lakir ki ein od milvado. That's the slogan. God is the one who runs the world. Put your faith in God. Don't be scared. He's your father. He runs the show. You have nothing to worry about if God is on your side. Okay? Jump down to source number 6. Ele, these three spiritual problems caused by physical overindulgence, which bring us a thick type of swelling because we're living a life of super physicality squared. And the second problem, that of starvation, which brings a tafuach, that swelling of hunger. And the third type, mikshafim amashlitim et adimayon, that witchcraft or superstition, which gives in to fear instead of to God, to charada instead of loving God, and avat Hashem, again, especially in Eretz Yisrael, especially in the modern world, today we have to stress that Hashem is our loving Father, and not quake, and not charada. ומחשים המשליטים את הדמיון ובאים בכללותם ממציאות מציאותם הכללית לפי ערך מצב המוסרי והשכלי שהוא דק. מעין מציאות אמת כי אם אפסיות.
That person who in superstition makes a mountain out of a molehill, takes something very, very small, which is alluded to very, very, by the way, in this sentence of the Talmud or that sentence of the Zohar, his relationship, his spirituality is going to be very, very thin. Again, that's the symbolism of the thin type of swelling. Skip down to the end.
The
way to do it is to let the light of God and Torah and intellectual rationalism, spirituality shine through.
Rav
Kook, just when you think he understood, he throws you another curveball. He says, we're not just talking about the Jews. Jews inevitably, to a certain extent, especially in the modern world, are influenced by the outside world. We have to make sure that the outside world, the goyim as well, they also should mature out of these superstitions, these emunot tfelot.
Basarat pnei alot al kol ha'amim. V'nizgav Hashem levado bayom hahu.
Here Rav Kook adds another aspect of chidush regarding that sentence that Rabbi Chanina mentions, again, that Hashem will rise above everything else on that day, that in the future, as mankind matures, also the goyim will realize that everything is godly. Ein od milvado. And the way to do it is v'nisgav, to raise ourselves, again, over the thin, superficial spirituality of witchcraft or superstition, and over the superficial, mistaken lives of overindulgence and underindulgence, but to live a life of goodness, godliness, ideals. And we should bring this message to the entire world, that they should stop quaking, stop worrying about superstitions, and to rise to a higher level of godliness.